Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. Recently, I went out to lunch with one of my closest friends that I've known for most of my life. And when we were ordering food, I noticed phrases that we were saying, such as, I shouldn't eat that, or something to the effect of, like, I've been eating so bad all week and I need to cut back on that, or I need to get back on track with whatever it is. And I think that that is something that's very common and that a lot of women feel. As women, I'm sure that we have a lot of thoughts like that in our brain that are either on autopilot, that either we say out loud or we think to ourselves, that we have become conditioned to believe, whether we think it out loud or whether we choose to keep it inside. In our quest for health and wellness, it's very easy to fall into the trap of thinking that there is a one-size-fits-all solution. With the rise of social media and social media influencers who may lack good nutrition knowledge, but maybe they've lost weight and they want to help people, or maybe there is something that they believe and everybody should do, it becomes really confusing, despite the best intentions of everybody out there, I'm sure. It just becomes very confusing what to do. And I think it leads to this desire that we then feel like we have to conform to whatever that person that you're following is doing that has gotten great results, and perhaps that will work for you. We become bombarded with conflicting advice by the newest fad diets, the newest fitness trends that are out there, all of which are promising to be the thing that gets you to the goal that you've desired for like your whole life. And I want you to know that all of this advice is probably based on people that are healthy, besides maybe being overweight or obese. Perhaps there are health conditions there, but typically I feel like a lot of that coaching is based on somebody who is overweight or obese, but maybe don't have the different health needs that somebody may be either needing to restrict different foods around, or maybe people have unique needs that are, or maybe people have unique nutrition needs that they have to follow that doesn't account for that. And things become very one size, making it very hard for you to do it in the long term. But the truth is that there is no universal formula when it comes to our health. And each of us is unique. We all have our own biology, our own genetics, our own preferences, our own lifestyle factors, our own way that we grew up, our own inner dialogue. And so today in our episode, we are going to explore the concept of individualized health and why there is no right way for you when it comes to your overall health, but only what is right for you. Welcome to the Whole Health Empowerment Project podcast. This show is for women over 40 who are trying to create balance in their life when it comes to food, body, self-care, and wellness. You struggle to put yourself first, to maintain consistency when something isn't perfect, or maybe you feel like you don't have enough time or willpower to achieve the goals you desire. I'm your host, Trisha Stefankowitz, registered dietitian, nutritionist. I've worked with women like you achieve their goals by focusing on the next best step, no matter how messy, and meeting you where you are right now. In this show, you'll learn practical information, actionable strategies, and mindset tweaks so that you can feel healthier, more comfortable in your body, and make choices that work for your life. Come join me in failing forward one imperfect step at a time into the journey of health, wellness, and self-care. Welcome to your new project. Let's start thinking about embracing diversity when it comes to our health, because health is not a one-dimensional concept. It encompasses so many things. It encompasses your physical health, your mental health, your emotional and spiritual well-being. And what works for one person may not necessarily work for another. We all have different genetic predispositions. We all have different metabolic rates. We all have different dietary preferences and fitness levels, which means that there's not going to be a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to health. We all know somebody who did something and were able to achieve a goal, and then you try to do that same plan and it doesn't work for you. And I think all of this is trying to find out what will eventually work for you, and knowing that what works for you now may always be changing, because there's nothing will ever be perfect and maintain its perfectness throughout your lifetime. I think we get so focused on seeing things that are perfect and seeing these little snippets from people's lives that maybe reflect 10 minutes of perfectness that they had in a shitty day otherwise. And so kind of getting back to the simplicity of what would work for you. So when I say that there is no like perfect way in terms of maintaining our health, I want to say that there are some good foundations that research has shown has been really beneficial in decreasing our risk of obesity, decreasing our risk for chronic disease, and overall promoting longevity. And we know the foundations of any good, healthy lifestyle consist of having macronutrients daily, such as your carbs, your protein, fat, having adequate vitamins and minerals, having adequate water, and then doing some kind of movement. So that's the very bare minimum of what each day or most days of the week, something that's essential to do, right? The concentrations of all of those things will change over time according to if you're pregnant, if you're perimenopausal, if you're menopausal. It will differ according to what your age is, what your fitness level is, and any of the diseases that you are currently fighting or that you're trying to reduce. There's so many factors when it comes to our own health that we need to consider. So now that we have the foundations that we know we need carbs and fats and proteins, which I'm sure you all know, that you need vitamins and minerals, that you need water every day, and that you require exercise and movement. The biggest thing here is first trying to figure out what you're willing to sacrifice. Because for so much of this, when it comes to our foundations, what I think tends to happen is that we have to sacrifice somewhere according to what is happening in our life right now. And knowing that that sacrifice is going to determine the end point, and then knowing that if you choose that sacrifice, whatever it is you choose, you're going to get to where you either don't want to go or where you want to go. So let me give you some examples of this, because I think it will make a little bit more sense. If you are somebody who has a disease like diabetes, perhaps you are at very high risk, perhaps you have gestational diabetes, your risk is higher. Perhaps you have a family history of diabetes, I believe most people do, or your hemoglobin A1C has been rising. So now when you're looking at the macronutrients, your carbs, protein, and fat, you have to decide, are you going to keep eating the same amount of carbs that per day are resulting in these higher levels? Or are you willing to decrease the amount or the kind of carbs and maybe increase something like your protein in order to get your blood sugar down? So here you're trying to figure out what it is that you're sacrificing to get the end result. Are you willing to sacrifice cutting out cookies that maybe you eat every day to once or twice a week? Or are you not willing to do that, and the result is worsening hemoglobin A1C and development of diabetes? It's all a trade-off. Everything when it comes to our health is trading off what it is that you want to do. And that's why with nutrition, it can never be a one-size-fits-all solution, because there are going to be times in your life that you're willing to trade off more than others. There's going to be times in your life that you can't trade off more than other. And of course, what you're willing to do is very personalized based on what you believe and how you were raised and what you think right now. So other examples that I'm thinking of are like If you are somebody who has a food allergy, so perhaps there's foods that you can't eat, well, obviously, maybe that's going to impact the macronutrients that you are having. So you'd have to do one more of the other and do less of something else, or you'd have to replace whatever it is that you're allergic to for something else. And so you have to do that because the food allergy is life-threatening. There's nothing wrong with that. Just know that that's just part of life. The same thing if you are somebody who is right now maybe in a GI flare-up. Maybe you have a history of either diverticulitis or diverticulosis. Maybe your doctor is telling you, hey, I know that you really like whole grain products and fruits and veggies, but you're in the middle of a flare, so I need you to stop eating those things for right now and eating all of the things that are white and overcooked that you wouldn't normally eat. You're doing that sacrifice because you're trying to get to a place that your GI tract is able to heal and you can get to where you want to be in the long run. And I think what happens a lot of times is that we get caught up in the nuances of whatever's presented, that we fail to see the bigger picture and the risk benefit with this. When it comes to our health, we are all working towards finding perhaps more balance than we are right now, although the elusive balanced all the time perfectionism probably doesn't exist. But when it comes to our health, we're always making some kind of sacrifice that may be necessary at this particular time in our life. You may be sacrificing indulgent foods for nutritious ones because you are trying to lose weight. You may be prioritizing exercise over watching something on Netflix because you are trying to increase your physical activity. That can also work the other way around. You may be watching more and more TV, more and more Netflix, and then exercising less. But you've made the decision that that's what you wanted to sacrifice at this particular time. And so most of when it comes to our health, it's really trying to figure out the equilibrium and the required trade-off of where you are for right now. Another thing that I'm thinking of is for myself, I don't always like to drink diet soda. I love it. But when I had my hip fracture, I was very worried about my bone health. And so I didn't drink it very much. But now I find myself in periods where I'm busier and I need a little extra oomph to get by. And I find myself drinking soda more than I did previously. And so I am willing and thinking about that sacrifice each time I drink something soda-wise. And I'm okay with it because I know that that's something that I've just made up my mind that right now this is what it is. And I'm okay with that. And so I want you to start thinking about where you are and what are some things that you are doing and trying to decide if you want to continue to do it, if you want to continue to sacrifice, or if you're not in a place where you're not going to sacrifice. Because it's really important that instead of trying to conform to these rigid set of standards or rules that you're not going to follow and that you're probably going to fail at, that you start to recognize what works for you and what sacrifices you are willing to make at this particular time, knowing that it's not going to last forever, but this is where you are right now. This means also that you will have to start letting go of comparisons and judgments and honoring your own unique needs and preferences and what you're willing to do, sacrifices that you're willing to make. And so this leads us to really starting to find out what works for you. This is the big thing that I think we're all trying to figure out is what works for you, what works for you right now. So instead of chasing after the latest health trends or following the advice of other people and what they're doing, focus on what finding rather than chasing after the latest health trends or doing something that your neighbor, your friend, your partner is doing. Start to focus on finding out what works for you. And this is going to really require you to become a little bit more aware and experiment and a willingness to listen to what your body is telling you. I would say probably keep this as simple as possible because this can kind of get really crazy and big. What I would say to you is to look back at what has worked for you in the past. All of you at this point in your lives have probably tried a million different things and going back to the basics of what worked. Did it work when you would go for a walk after dinner and you kind of got out of that routine? Did it work for you to talk to your friend once or twice a week? Did it work for you to not start your breakfast eating a bagel, but instead eating eggs? Did it work for you to try to get so much water before the day even started so that you were able to meet your water goals for the day? Really going back and trying to figure out what you've done in the past and figure out what has worked for you and if it's something that you're willing to do right now. So much, I think, in life, we are like running from our feelings and running from the discomfort of life that it takes a lot to really sit down and have some introspection. But I think that even if you're able to just kind of briefly look back on the things that you've done in the past and kind of come up with some things, no matter how small they may seem, that have worked, will really benefit you in the future. I want you to pay attention to different foods that you're eating now and how you feel about them. And really start to prioritize things that nourish your mind and your soul. So if you are doing some kind of fitness class that you hate, is there something else that you can do that's going to make you feel better? Like instead of taking a class at the gym, maybe you feel better when you're outside. So start to think about those things because it's really about trying to figure out your own personal health journey and what works for you and what it is that you feel like you can continue to do over time without it feeling like it's such a struggle. Now, I'm not saying that it won't be a struggle in the beginning. It probably, and it may be, but I think it's just trying to figure out what it is that you're willing to sacrifice to do to get to the bigger picture. And knowing that there's not any right or wrong way to approach it, but rather that you're thinking about it and experimenting with it to figure out what you need to do to get where you want. And I think that remembering that you also need to tie in what your values are. I had a woman one time that I worked with who was very environmentally focused. And so a lot of the work that we had to do would be food suggestions that didn't require, that were fresh, that were on a farm, that were close to her home, that didn't have a lot of packaging. And so if she was going to follow products that are out there on social media that were so in contrast to what her values were, it would never have worked for her because that's not what she believed in. It's also the same, I think, of like when someone is a vegetarian. Most of the time, there's a bigger picture. There's a bigger value set that's there. And it's not just, oh, I don't want to eat meat. It's usually something else. And so really trying to figure out what the values look to you. What are the things that are important to you? And how can you do that at this particular time in your life? So for instance, if you're somebody who is and wants to be very present, you have a lot of family members either that you're taking care of or you have young children or parents, the value here is probably that you want to help them. But also, how can you do that in a way that you're also giving yourself some love and that you're doing something that instead is going to stress you out more when it comes to physical activity? Perhaps then you do something that is going to be more in your value system, like helping manage that stress. And so all of these things in finding out what works for you takes that into consideration. And you are the only person that knows what is right for you. And so it's trying to find the values that are in line with where you are right now, the sacrifices that you're willing to make, and knowing that whatever it is, whatever you choose to do is right for you. And nobody can tell you otherwise because you know you more than anybody else. Next, I would say, let's try to figure out some ways to empower yourself to make informed choices. when it comes to our health, there's always this fine line between empowerment and disempowerment. And so how, when it comes to your health, can you take responsibility for the things that you can control right now, while also leaving behind the stuff that didn't work or the excuses that you're making for something not to work that possibly could? And I think some of that is also this idea of kind of starting to get to know yourself and starting to get to know what limiting beliefs like that you may have that are hindering your health progress at this point. In this world of conflicting health information, it's really important that you make informed choices about your health. And this means doing your own resources, finding people on the internet or anywhere that you feel like you can trust, and then also trusting your own intuition. And this comes to everything. This comes to whether you're thinking about your nutrition, whether it comes to your mental or emotional health, your spiritual well-being, but really trying to take that into account, that it also is what aligns with your goals and your values, and that doing something that is going to help you feel like you can take the responsibility of where you are right now and to continue to move forward with that. You know, I think one of the biggest things about empowering yourself is meeting yourself where you are in the journey right now. We all, I think, go back to this place of what we did when we were 20 and how we used to be able to do that. But our priorities, our values, we as people have probably shifted a lot since then. We have more knowledge of the world, and we've just had more self-discovery and life experiences. And so rather than doing things that maybe you would have done a long time ago that don't work for you, really trying to figure out what you can do and what your intentions are and where you're willing to sacrifice right now in your journey. And so I'm going to talk about, I think, in the next episode, this idea of sacrificing, because essentially, when you're trying to do anything to better your life, you're going to sacrifice probably something along the way. And as you move closer to where you want to be, you're probably much more willing to make that sacrifice than maybe you are at the beginning. So I will talk about that probably in the next episode. When we're talking about like where you are right now in your journey, I want to tell you that taking like small steps, I would say, is probably going to be the most helpful for you. I once had a patient who had diabetes and she was eating lots of carbohydrates. And you can have carbohydrates when you have diabetes, but we're trying to change the kind that you're eating and we're trying to space them out during most of your meals. But when we looked at her macronutrients, when we looked at her fat and her carbs and her protein, her carb content was really high. And so based on her weight and based on her overall requirement. And so the problem is that she was in a place that she was mostly eating carbs, but her protein intake needed to be higher in order for her to probably feel like she had more energy. And just so that she could kind of do some of the shifts that she needed to get to where she was, the goal that she was trying to achieve. But for me, I was telling her what I thought her protein requirement was when she's not eating anything seemed very hard for her. And it was hard for her. And so then we had to go back because she was so far from achieving the goal that she needed that we had to go back and make a more like doable set point in the middle before she got to her goal. And so I want to remind you that meeting you where you are right now in your journey may require that too. You may be in a place that you're so far from the goal that you want to achieve. So you need to figure out what is the midpoint of that goal and what will it take you to get there? And then once you get there at the midpoint, then you can look at the bigger picture because that is going to feel like it's much more doable and it's going to make you feel like you can actually achieve it, rather than something that is completely undoable, like I did for that patient. And I was so glad that she came back and told me, because she wouldn't have achieved it. And it was my job to help her get there. And I had set the goal too high. And so I think that you have to figure out where you are right now and what you can do as kind of a starting point to get to the middle of where you want to achieve. And then once you get to the middle, looking at the bigger picture and how you can get there. And a lot of this journey of finding an individualized plan that works for you and solely for you is also embracing flexibility and becoming adaptable. Knowing that all of this health is a destination. Finally, remembering in this journey towards health that it's not a destination, but it's a journey. It's okay to course correct. It's okay to adapt your approach. It's okay to redefine what health means to you. And knowing that at different periods in your life, there are going to be different things that are a priority to you. There are different limitations that are going to be around. There are different degrees of sacrifice that you're willing to make. And so how you do that is you become flexible and open-minded, and you become compassionate for yourself as you navigate the ups and downs that are inevitable in any journey that you're taking, but especially when it comes to your health journey. Because like anything, it's going to ebb and flow according to what's happening in your life, according to your body's limitations, according to your age, and just according to the circumstances that may present itself to you, that will likely present itself to you in this journey of life. The goal is never to be perfect, but trying to figure out ways that you can meet the need of what you're trying to achieve right now and adapting to that. So when it comes to this prescribed one-size-fits-all solution, it's really important to remember that there is no quote-unquote right way for your health, only what is right for you right now. Embrace the individualness of yourself, honor the unique needs that you have, and making informed choices that can support your overall goal of well-being. And by prioritizing what your body needs right now and what sacrifice you are willing to make right now, that is really going to help you start to figure out how you can create your own health and wellness journey to get you started, or to keep you doing what you're doing until you're in a place that you can do something differently. I appreciate you guys for listening today, and I encourage you to start to think about your own journey and what is going to help you along this journey, and trying to figure out what your body is telling you that it needs right now, and knowing that there are going to be ebbs and flows when it comes to your health. And that's okay, because remember, there's no right way here, only what is right for you. Have a great weekend, and thanks again. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found value in this podcast, please rate, review, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Together, we can take tiny, imperfect steps towards creating the whole health we desire and deserve. Don't forget to grab your freebie. You can find the link in your show notes or over at trishard.com. I'll see you back here next week.